It has also squarely failed when it comes to stopping at least some of the monstrosities committed by Western imperialism. When I go to the opera house or some great classical music concert, it is in order to get some deep inspiration, to get fired up about my work, to recycle the beauty that I'm expressing in my novels and films, theater plays and even political reports. I never go to get simply entertained. It is never for my own needs only. It is also essential for me to work closely with the people that I love, including my own mother who is already 82 years old. It is because I know there is absolutely no time to waste. And also because everything is and should be intertwined in life, love, work, duty, and the struggle for the survival and progress of our world. I may be labeled as a fanatic, but I am decisively choosing those C and B options from the dilemmas I depicted above. I am choosing rationality, now that the US Armada Pact with the nuclear weapons is sailing towards both China and North Korea, now that the Tomahawk missiles have rained down on Syria, now that the West will be sending thousands more mercenaries to one of the most devastated countries on Earth, Afghanistan. Survival and then the advancement of the world should be our greatest goal. I believe it and I stand by it. In time of absolute crises, which we are experiencing right now, it is irresponsible, almost grotesque, to simply continue to live our daily lives. Imperialism has to be stopped, once and for all, by all means. At the moment when the survival of humanity is at stake, the end justifies all means. Or as the motto of Chile goes, by reason or by force. Of course, if those who know do not act, if they are cowardly and opportunistically do nothing, from a universal perspective, nothing much will happen. One small planet in one of the so many galaxies will simply cease to exist. Most likely there are many inhabited planets in the universe, many civilizations. However, I happen to love this world and this particular planet. I know it well, from the sunmost tip all the way to the north. I know its deserts and valleys, mountains and oceans, its marvelous and touching creatures, its great cities as well as godforsaken villages. I know its people. They have many faults, and much that could be condemned in them, and much that should be improved. But I still believe that there is more that could be admired in them than denounced. Now it is time to think, rationally and quickly, and then to act. No small patches will do, no feel-good actions. Only a total reset, overhaul. Call it the revolution if you will, or simply see, and be. No matter how you define it, it would have to come rapidly, very rapidly, or there soon will be nothing to love, to defend, and to work for, anymore. Andrei Vlcek is a philosopher, novelist, filmmaker and investigative journalist. He has covered wars and conflicts in dozens of countries. Three of his latest books are revolutionary novel Aurora and two best-selling works of political non-fiction, Exposing Lies of the Empire and Fighting Against Western Imperialism. View his other books here. Andrei is making films for Telesa and Almayadeen. Watch Rwanda Gambit, his groundbreaking documentary about Rwanda and DR Congo. Watch URL, https://vimeo.com/ondemand/RwandaGambit, after having lived in Latin America, Africa and Oceania. Vlcek presently resides in East Asia and the Middle East, and continues to work around the world. He can be reached through his website, http://andrevlcek.weebly.com/, and his Twitter, https://twitter.com/andrevlcek. The original source of this article is Global Research Copyright. Copyright Andrei Vlcek. http://www.globalresearch.ca/author/Andrei Vlcek, Global Research, 2017. Comment on Global Research articles on our Facebook page, https://www.facebook.com/Global Research. Become a member of Global Research. https://store.globalresearch.ca/members/ at GRUWUP2017 or Simkramabone Glows and Blows Playroom School, Denver, Colorado, USA, 39°42′05.2 north, 104°54′22.9 west, http://azamicramabonplurum.school. Great reasons us, you there, I here, and all real space visiting guests and students of learning with any and all outside listening audience will unite peace, complete worldwide peace. If this is beyond your view of importance, you can carry on that I know all excuses, all ancient choices of insolence, all shit of selfish shits. It is time to change to conscience ways of thinking, living, and working, or else. These community addresses written by James Martin Driscoll. Hash, what kind of crazy is this open spoken voice narrative? http://meme.gruup.net/%23 What kind of crazy is this /%23 What kind of crazy is this %5 The introduction outline %5d.mp3 Hash a slow dumbass human open spoken voice narrative. http://meme.gruup.net/%23 What kind of crazy is this %23 is low dumbass human.mp3 hash okay Google. Status of peace building can only be offered outside of basic survival. Open spoken voice narrative. http://meme.gruup.net/%23 What kind of crazy is this /okay Google status of peace building in the United States 2017 huge fail tell me why.mp3